Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation and time to go around the NFL, brought to you by Metter Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. All right, here's Brian Broaddus has first down.
Thank you very much, General. Browns plan to start Deshaun Watson Friday against Jacksonville in preseason game number one. General and Luce, I want to ask you guys this question. Roger Goodell has really gone after Deshaun Watson. It's like talking about him, you know, calling him, you know, predatory and egregious and all that.
Egregiously predatory.
Yeah. And I was wondering, man, this seems really kind of out of character for the commissioner to go after a player like this. I mean, I've always felt like that there's always tried to have this good working relationship. This is almost like, man, he's making it a little personal here, saying it that way. The commissioner is usually the guy that's like, well, we want to work together and all that. But, man, I wonder if other players around the league are seeing this and feeling the same way that I am. That, man, he's really going way overboard on this one. As far, I'm not talking about the punishment, but the way he's describing the situation of the player. And I wonder if there's other players that are going, heck, could he do this to me? You know, could he slander me this way?
If you're paying attention as a player, you know Roger Goodell is definitely not your friend.
Yeah.
And if you get sideways in any way, he's going to assume the worst about you. And, you know I said a lot about this yesterday. I took a lot of heat on Twitter for it, but I want Deshaun Watson to be held accountable. I do.
Sure.
I also want better leadership in the NFL and more consistency. You know, number one, we have to admit, it's a he said, she said. Even though there's multiple she's, nobody knows what happened. And number two, we also have to acknowledge that the NFL treats its players like bad kids that need to be punished, and they treat their fellow owners as brothers that need to be protected. You know what happened with the Cowboys this offseason and everything came out about Rich Dalrymple?
Yeah.
There's multiple ladies that say, we saw Rich Dalrymple. The Cowboys are like, no, you didn't. The Cowboys helped cover up something that happened in their own building. And Roger Goodell's like, yep, Cowboys did an investigation.
Yeah.
You know, and so then we come across to the players, and it's, so here's what you have really is a league that reacts to what they think their fan base wants. And that's why it took them over 24 hours to appeal this after the decision was announced. They had to read, what is the room going to say? What are our fans and media going to say? And then they craft their reaction hours later. Deshaun Watson's a creep. Yes, he's a perv. Yes.
Yeah.
Can you prove any of this stuff? No. But the NFL knows their fans believe he did everything and more that's been in those newspaper articles. And whether it happened or not is inconsequential. He's not going to protect the players. He's going to protect the fans' belief that we're here to punish any player misstep. And it's that inconsistency whenever these stories come up that I think draws me offside, because the story is really Deshaun Watson's a creep and all this, and he needs to be punished and all that. But I can't get past the hypocrisy that the league shows and the lack of real evidence they need to believe something has happened definitively. It's just it like NFL crime and punishment is just so weird. And every time I look at it, I'm just left shaking my head. They don't have like principles or like hardcore foundational beliefs. They just wait to react on which way the wind's blowing, and then they go harder in that direction.
Do you think it's not about the fans, but about sponsors?
Yeah, fans and sponsors. Yes.
Okay. I think it's more about, I think that, you know, the NFL talks about, hey, we love you fans. Thank you very much. And fans are the reason why you have the,
it's the fans that buy the sponsors' goods.
Exactly. That's where I think Goodell is worried more about Anheuser-Busch and hotel chains and all these. I think Joe Fan out there is like, yeah, okay.
Anheuser-Busch doesn't care, though. They care that the fans might stop buying their stuff.
See, that's where, but somebody's telling Goodell with these sponsorships that, hey, we do care. That somebody up the food chain cares about this.
Yeah.
And I think that's why you get the reaction you do. They're worried about losing hotel sponsorships and
why
stuff
don't those
like,
sponsors care when the owners do stuff? Because it's people around the same age and the same description of them.
They
humanize those people. They demonize the players.
I think that what happened, I remember...
To this day!
I remember the whole thing with Dan Snyder when all that came out. And I think that Hilton or Hyatt, one of them was a big sponsor. And all of a sudden they had a press conference about what was happening. And that came up on the screen and that they lost their absolute mind. Like they were like... Why would you post our name, our brand, with this press conference?
Yeah.
So I think there's some teams or some sponsors that are mindful about it, but I can't say all of them are, to your point.
Yeah, it's one of those situations where I know you have to, as the commissioner of this league, have a discipline and punishment system, right? For any business, you step out of line. So if you're going to do it and change lives and come out and say things like he's an egregious predator, then I just want consistency. You know, I want as a fan to know you're not protecting the people you want to protect and coming down so hard on others. It really seems unfair. And the inability of fans to recognize this, that it continues to happen, is fascinating to me. Like, how can you just look the other way on this when it's an incredible bias. I think that's what it is. So I'm sorry when I take Deshaun Watson's side of this too hard or Ezekiel Elliott's side of this too hard after the players have behaved in a way that's not ideal. But I think it's like a commentary on it's a bigger commentary on our sports world and how the fans take the information and how the media reacts to it. And I'm waiting for people to be better. I really am. You know, I'm waiting for this whole story to get better and for the commissioner to say, listen, these are players and our partners, and I can't assume guilt because fans think they know what happened or because the sponsor's insensitive. Sponsor, if you don't feel like you can support a league that has 2,000 members of it and sometimes people screw up, if one out of 2,000 is screwing up and you're going to threaten to pull your business, that's fine. But I'm not going to go out of the element of evidence to punish this guy so you feel better.
Yeah.
That's not fair. He's our partner.
Yeah.
It's his blood, sweat, and tears that have put him in this position. And now somebody is saying he did this. He says no. And I'm going to side with the accuser? Why? I need evidence if I'm going to side with that accuser over a sponsor. So I'm looking for leadership from Jerry Jones and Roger Goodell to come out and have a speech to the fans. Listen, fans, I know you're used to yelling, Ray Rice should be banned for life and us doing it. We're not doing it anymore. We realize we have swayed with the wind too much trying to satisfy you, and we've been unfair to our players who at times have been unfairly accused of stuff. And we don't know when it's fair and unfair. The law is not prosecuting. They committed their entire lives, went to college, and did careers trying to figure out how we put this evidence together. And in both of these situations, they said, we can't charge anybody. But you want me to go over the top from evidence and punish this guy so you'll feel better? You feel guilty watching this game because this guy was accused of something? So you want me to treat him unfairly so our sponsors can feel like they have a clean marketing pitch during the commercial breaks and you don't have any guilt?
Mm-hmm.
Again, there's no evidence.
Yeah.
There's no actual evidence that's going to create a charge.
There was no evidence with Zeke.
That's what I'm talking about. The
state of Ohio didn't find any guilt.
Yeah.
Yeah, six games. Okay.
So it's just a messy story. And every time it comes up, I find myself taking the player's perspective because of the inconsistencies of the league office.
Yep.
Mitch Trubisky's pulling ahead in Pittsburgh. There's a bunch of other stuff going on in the NFL. Jordan Davis feels bad that clip went viral. Of him walking that rookie center back.
Why should he feel guilty? That's the way he plays.
Cam Jurgens.
Yeah.
He's like, well, he says, honestly, it's one-sided because Cam was getting me in the other reps. He said Cam had some pretty good reps and it didn't tell the whole story.
If you watch Cam Jurgens play, and I'm sorry I'm going to make everybody in Nebraska mad about the way he plays, that's how Cam Jurgens plays. He hops, he hops, he hops. That's how he blocks.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not surprised. That's what Jordan Davis does. He will walk your center back. If you don't set your feet, that's exactly what will happen. And Cam Jurgens, I'm sorry, that's the way you played at Nebraska.
It looked like he was getting picked up and put back down again and again and again. Man, Jordan Davis is going to be a problem for a decade.
He is going to be a problem.
Okay, it's time now for your questions at 877-881-1053. A Cowboys training camp Ask Us Anything. Your opportunity to ask a former Cowboys scout, a Super Bowl winning scout, and Brian Broaddus. Your top Cowboys questions. You can ask anything, though, at 877-881-1053. Get your text in, and we're back in the nation.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.